NPR. Authorities in California say human remains found this week. The Mojave Desert appear to be those of a San Diego couple that vanished with their two young sons more than 3 years ago. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department confirming the bodies of 40-year-old Joseph McStay and his 43-year-old wife were found in shallow graves near the town of Victorville. Officials say the deaths appear to be a homicide, until the four bodies were found in the barren scrubland. Authorities believe that two others are the couple's children, but have not yet confirmed that. In a case that sparked comparisons to the Trayvon Martin case in Florida, a suburban Detroit man is now charged with the murder of an unarmed African-American woman who was allegedly fatally shot on the man's front porch. We have the latest from Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick.
Prosecutors are charging 54-year-old Theodore Wafer with three criminal counts, including second-degree murder and the shooting death of Renisha McBride. Wafer was not immediately arrested after the shooting, and civil rights groups suggest race was a factor. Wafer is white. He allegedly shot the 19-year-old McBride, an unarmed black woman, in front of his Dearborn Heights home in the early morning hours. Wafer told police he thought McBride was breaking in. But Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy says the evidence warrants a murder charge.
As a result of examining everything, we have made a determination that these are the appropriate charges and that he did not act in lawful self-defense.
Worthy says neither race nor public opinion played any role in the decision to charge Wafer. For NPR News, I'm Sarah